Mental health counseling for life transitions. A baby came. A parent died. A marriage ended. The career you spent 10 years climbing turned out not to be the right ladder. The kids moved out. The kids moved back in. Life kept moving, and somewhere in the middle you lost track of who you were before all of it. Mental health counseling for life transitions is therapy specifically designed to help you move through a major change without losing yourself in the process. Transitions aren't problems to solve. They're territories to move through, and most people don't have the map. A trained counselor helps you grieve what's ending, integrate what's happening, and step into what's next with your nervous system intact. Why life transitions are harder than they look. Big changes don't have to be bad to wreck your equilibrium. The American Psychological Association tracks transition stress across both positive and negative events. Marriage, a promotion, and a planned move all rank near the top of life stress inventories, alongside divorce, job loss, and bereavement. The reason is that transitions force a re-identification.
Whoever you were before the change doesn't quite fit who you have to be after it. Your brain has to do the heavy work of redrawing the map of your own life, and that work is exhausting, whether or not you wanted the change. You don't get to skip this work. You can only do it consciously or unconsciously. The conscious version costs less. The five life transitions we see most often. Patients walk into our Provo clinic with the same handful of transitions over and over. Becoming a parent, first baby, second baby, blended family, identity overhaul that nobody warns you about. Losing a parent, especially a parent you had a complicated relationship with. The grief surprises you. Divorce or major breakup, even a relationship you ended doesn't feel like relief for the first 6 months. Career pivot, quitting the job, getting laid off, starting over after success in a different field. Empty nest or returning kids, the structure of your day evaporates and the marriage you've been sharing changes shape. If you're in one of these, you're not unique in feeling lost. You're in the middle of a normal storm.
What a typical course of transition counseling looks like. Transition therapy is shorter and more focused than open-ended therapy. We're not excavating your childhood unless something there is actively interfering. We're helping you metabolize the specific change in front of you. A typical course, weeks 1 to 2, name the transition, name what's been hard, identify the parts of your old identity that are still trying to drive. Weeks 3 to 6, grieve what's actually ending. Most people skip this and pay for it later. We don't let you skip it. Weeks 7 to 12, build the version of you that fits the new reality. Concrete tools, new routines, new ways of relating to people who've been with you through the change. Most patients are in active transition counseling for 3 to 6 months. Some come back for tune-ups. Some only need 8 sessions. I should be able to handle this, is the trap. The cultural script around transitions is that you should bounce back, get over it, move on, adapt. The clinical reality is that adaptation is a process with stages, and skipping stages costs you. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's grief framework, even with its limitations, made this much clear.
If you don't grieve the ending bleeds into the new chapter. The patients who come to us 6 months into a transition saying, "I should be over this by now," are usually the ones who didn't let themselves grieve at month 2. Therapy isn't proof you can't handle it. Therapy is what handling it looks like. What you can't do alone. Some of the work of a transition is genuinely solo, sitting in your own kitchen at 7 a.m. with coffee and a journal, walking the same route every morning until your body files the change, crying when nobody's home. Some of the work needs a third party. The patterns you can't see because you're inside them, the grief you keep performing instead of feeling, the new identity that won't form until somebody else helps you name it. A counselor is the third party. Not a friend, not a partner, not a parent. Someone whose only job for the hour is to help you see what you can't see from where you're standing. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, transition counseling is one of the most common reasons people walk through the door. We treat the whole transition, not just the symptoms. Counseling built around the change you're in.
Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, and grief-informed approaches when an ending is part of the transition. ACT is especially useful for transitions because it teaches you to make space for hard feelings without letting them stop you from moving. Medication management when the transition has tipped you into clinical depression or anxiety.
sometimes a transition triggers the kind of low mood or anxiety that needs more than therapy alone. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram, SNRIs like venlafaxine, or bupropion when fatigue is dominant. We don't push pills, we don't withhold them either. TMS therapy when a major life transition has flipped you into treatment-resistant depression. TMS is FDA-cleared, drug-free, and most courses run 6 weeks. We see this most often after a divorce, the death of a parent, or a job loss that lasted longer than savings. Frequently asked questions. Is what I'm feeling a normal transition reaction or something more? Both can be true. A normal reaction can still benefit from support.
A clinician can help you tell the difference between an emotional season passing through you and depression or anxiety that's settled in. The first session is usually enough to start sorting it. How long does transition counseling take? Most patients are in active treatment 3 to 6 months, shorter for narrower transitions, longer for layered ones, a divorce that overlaps with a career change, for example. Can my partner come with me? For some transitions, yes, especially marriage or family transitions. We do individual sessions and couple sessions when both make sense. For other transitions, individual work is the right starting point. We'll figure out what fits. You don't have to move through this season alone. Whatever just changed, or is changing, or is about to, you don't have to map it by yourself. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. One call, we'll listen, ask a few questions about the transition, and tell you what kind of support actually fits. No commitment. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back.
RSNL Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.